Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Final was 127-123. Portland with a four-point win over the Warriors. The Warriors go to 9-9. Portland 7-9. Nice road win for Portland coming on the heels of their injuries. But they also caught the Warriors in two fortuitous games. On the heels of this long road trip, and then the other one was on the back end of the back-to-back after an overtime home game. So there's a little bit of scheduling involved, but give them credit. Caleb Love was excellent tonight. Career-high 26. And Denny Avdija, I've been saying this since he got to Portland, he is a star on the rise. This guy really knows how to play. And when they get healthy and get a little older, get some experience, this is, again, because we need another really good team in the Western Conference.
Yes, we do.
Avdija was a stud. Yeah. 26, 13, 14. Wow. It was really good. Let me check those numbers. 6 and 14. I was looking at free throw attempts. He had 13 free throw attempts tonight. Holy cow. Really, the two things. Offensive rebounds killed the Warriors.
Right.
Because when you don't rebound the ball, you can't get out and go. And penetration. I mean, how many times do we see Avdija drive in the middle of the paint and then either score or kick it? And they destroyed the Warriors. The Warriors had 30 assists, which is really good.
Usually when they get 30 assists, they win.
Yes, they gave up 32 assists.
Wow.
So it was – and again, this isn't something that's new. This is something that we talked about before the season started. This is something we talked about the last couple of years, point of attack defense. Avdija was just blowing by guys. And either he was scoring, getting to the free throw line, or dishing. And I think the last two Love buckets were off Avdija assist. I know one for sure, the last one was. I don't know if the one before. I think it was, though. But he just, you know, drive, collapse the defense, you come and help on him, and then he just, boom, just makes the play, kicks it out, nice and simple. Simple play. He was really good. Like, I remember watching him last year, almost for the first time, because nobody really watches the Wizards. So you're like, oh, yeah. You know, Avdija put up some pretty good numbers with the Wizards, but I didn't get a chance to watch him play. Now I watched him play. I'm like, okay, this guy's pretty good. And he's just gotten better and better and better. So, yeah, I mean, he was, you know.
You get a discount.
I mean, yeah.
And I'm a 3X if you're shopping.
Thank you.
R.C. Davis.
Ten shoe.
Begging on the air. Wonderful, R.C. Way to go. Way to go.
I'll get you one of those Padre jerseys. You can throw out there.
Gaston special.
Cito Gaston.
There you go.
God, I love old baseball.
Oh, just great.
But it's
is there any truth in my assumption that because of the trip they were just on, because it was taxing and everybody was tired, is there any truth to that first game?
I don't
back?
Know what the numbers say. I always felt it was a tough game. I always felt the first game back after a long road trip was a tough game. Because you get back, you're in your own bed, you feel like the crowd's going to lift you up and kind of carry you a little bit, and you're not as – like, your hackles aren't up as much as they would be on the road, where you know you got to be on your P's and Q's, you got to take care of all your assignments, and if you don't, you could lose, or depending on who you're playing, you get blown out. So when you get home, those hackles aren't up quite as much because you're like, oh, we're home. Thank goodness we're home. We got to get my own bed. Got our fans here. They're gonna. You know, the energy will help us out, and you don't pay attention to the little things like you might on the road. And again, I don't know what the numbers say. Like that'd be easy for someone to look up, like how a team does. I'd be curious how they do in the last, let's say, 5 years, 10 years. Travel obviously is much easier, but that's been 30 years since they've, or maybe even a little longer since they've flown private. But I still felt that was a tough one because mentally you're not as focused maybe or on guard or appropriate fear, whatever term you want to use, when you get home, you just feel like, oh, we're home. We're going to win. And then the other teams on the road, they're like, hey, we got to pay attention to everything. They might be paying attention to things that you're not paying attention to as acutely as you should be. So, and again, that could certainly explain 21 offensive rebounds. That's a lot. And again, I said this team was second in the league in offensive rebounding percentage. And they missed 46 shots. They got 21 offensive rebounds. That's way higher than 32% or 38%. That's, yep. That's close to 50% of your misses you're getting. And that just, offensive rebounds, that's like a kick to the nads. I mean, it's like... It's like you're playing defense for 20 seconds, shot goes up, and they get it again. It's just like, oh, I got to do this again.
Shots and opinions are not the Golden State Warriors. Or
okay, kick to the stomach. Okay, I'll start using medical terms.
Just a little Warriors is fine.
Little Warriors, okay.
I haven't copyrighted that, so go ahead. You can
okay. I always felt it was a tough game. Again, I could be wrong. Numbers may not show that, but I always felt like mentally it was a tough game to get up for.
Well, I thought at times they had some things going on, but to me it's like you said, point of attack, and in this case, the offensive rebound. The Warriors have to get to the glass. They're not a big team. They're not a super athletic team. So they have to really rebound collectively. They have to have a real, desire to get boards. They got a rebound at 52-32 tonight.
Yeah.
That's huge.
No, we'll look at the second chance points, 28-10. Like the points in the paint, they shut that down after the first quarter.
Right.
That was the gap started shrinking. I want to say it was 20-12 at the end of the first quarter. So they were -8 in the first quarter. They ended up -6. So the rest of the game, they're actually a +2 points in the paint. So good. But the second chance points, just they got absolutely destroyed on the glass. That's something that I think, you're not going to face as the number two team in the league, offensive rebounding team in the league, all the time, obviously. But the point of attack defense is still the one that they're going to have to figure out a way to address, and I'm not sure how you do it with the personnel you have. Like, the personnel doesn't change. It's got to be really it's all about, and again, if you're not athletically gifted enough, it's going to be tougher for you. But there are ways to do it. You got to back off certain guys. You got to make sure you know what hand they like to drive to, what their strong hand is. Maybe they get a bounce or two, but they don't get all the way to the paint. You cut them off. But that's today's NBA.
Yeah.
Drive, draw, pitch out to the three-point line. And that's where you just get destroyed. And tonight, they got destroyed. They're not a particularly good three-point shooting team. They were okay tonight, 16 for 45, 35%. Warriors were better, 17 for 43. But, you only out three-pointer by one, and you would suspect that would be a little bit more. You did win the turnover battle,
right?
20-13. So you didn't turn the ball over in the second half hardly at all. So that was a positive. But the extra shot attempts, five extra shot attempts came into play. The Blazers were able to again get to the paint, get to the free throw line. 32 free throws. The Warriors got 30. Blazers got 32. They played a really, really good game. And look, you don't expect Love to get guy right. Gets his career high. You don't expect that, but he can shoot. Like, I've seen him play. I watched him play at Arizona for a couple years, and when he gets going, he can hit those shots, and he can hit from deep. Now, he can miss ones like we've seen him miss, like by 2 feet left.
Right,
he can do that too.
Well, the other point, and the Miami game brought back to me. Is and the Warriors at Indiana brought it back to me. Everybody in this league can play.
Yes,
everybody can do something.
Yep.
And even, the Golden State Warriors, even with the roster they had on the floor in Miami, they had a chance to win that game.
Yeah, they did.
So this is going to happen. Your job is to slow that guy down somehow, but they didn't do it tonight. So Monday, you'll be here Monday.
I'll be here Monday. Of course I'll be here
Monday. Utah Jazz will be in town.
Nowhere to go.
Nowhere to go.
I'm going to have to create my own energy, though. It's not going to be a cup game.
No. One and two now. Energy. One and two in cup games. Got to win the last one. Keep that Vegas hope alive.
I don't even know how, like, who's in our bracket again?
Good night, Tom.
Good night.
That's Tom Tolbert.